Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to do an update of the birth chart of the USA. With all the new developments in the Mideast, it seems like time to check in with what's happening in the foreign policy department.
Yeah, like really, the USA contemplating some joint action with, wait for it, Iran?
Okay, well, let's first take note that the USA is a Sagittarius rising country, and there's a saying in Vedic astrology ascribed to Sagittarius rising charts. Friends become enemies, and enemies become friends. Certainly seems to be very true for the USA, and there's a long list of examples in history to draw upon.
Yes, David, and the reason for this saying is because Venus, the planet of peace and harmony, rules both the sixth house of enemies and the 11th house of friends in a Sagittarius chart.
And right now, the USA is in a Venus sub-period, meaning that these two parts of the chart and the karma they represent are activated. Furthermore, the natal position of Venus, which is in the seventh house of partner countries, truly magnifies the theme of this back-and-forth nature to America's actions on the international stage. Who's the buddy and who's the baddie?
Absolutely true, David. Venus's rulership of enemies and friends gets expression in the loaded seventh house. The seventh represents those who are in a one-on-one relationship with you, which can be anything from a partner to a direct enemy.
And with so many planets in the seventh house, it's obvious the USA sure has a lot of possibilities. Remember, this is all amplified by the seventh being Gemini, the most dualistic of all the signs of the zodiac, at least two sides to everything.
And Mars is the planet of war and the military. The USA is in a Mars major period, which started in 2008 and lasts until 2015. The natal position of the USA's Mars at 0 degrees Gemini is quite weak and unstable. Note that America's natal Mars rules the fifth house of speculation and simultaneously rules the 12th house of loss and expenditure and is placed in the seventh house of foreign affairs. It begs the question, can the nation afford it?
And don't forget, natal Mars is in the overfull seventh house of the USA, bringing the karma of loss and expenditure to a rather complicated house that signifies relationships with partner countries.
So, turning now to the present situation, we have Mercury in its retrograde phase transiting in Gemini, the planet of rational thinking, facts, data, communications, decisions, is going backwards in a crucial part of the USA chart. Therefore, going back over past decisions, weighing the facts, rethinking relationships. And what do you think this all refers to? Why, the USA foreign policy predicament. Shall we try to salvage Iraq? Can we even be successful if we try? Do we want to team up with Iran to make it happen?
Oh boy, yes, indeed, a conundrum. The politicians, the pundits, and the opinionators are weighing in, wringing their hands, or exhorting for violence, or, of course, blaming Obama. It's a real Gemini fest of many viewpoints. Oh, and look at this. Mercury is heading towards the USA's natal Mars. Remember the key point here. This is the Mars major period for the USA right now. This part of the chart is totally lit up.
There you have it, David. Mars plus Mercury equals argument. Couldn't be more perfect.
And, not to be outdone, Venus herself is now transiting in its own sign, Taurus. That is the sixth house of the USA chart.
Venus, the planet of value in the house of struggle, during a pumped-up Mercury retrograde phase. I guess you could call it a struggle over values.
Yeah, so what do you think, Ron? Will the USA team up with Iran and duke it out with ISIL and the Sunnis in Iraq? How ironic. Iran, the biggest member of the Axis of Evil, and its nemesis, America, the great Satan. Shake hands?
Well, we do have the Vedic birth chart of modern Iran. It's calculated from when the Ayatollah Khomeini announced the New Republic back in April 1979. Let's see what happens when we match that chart up with the USA chart.
A few interesting things about this chart hit me right away, like the exalted Jupiter in the rising sign and an exalted moon in the 11th, as well as the packed ninth house.
Okay, so let's take a look at these features briefly. The exalted Jupiter in the ascendant is what gives the modern state of Iran a lot of self-confidence. It's the planet of belief in the house of self. They believe in their cause.
And backing that up, the ninth house has a lot of power, with both the Sun and Mars in it, creating the energy of leadership in the house of religion and law. And look at Mercury. It's the ruler of the third house of neighboring countries, conjunct Mars, the planet of war, in the ninth house of beliefs. Looks like the right chart for Iran, all right?
The moon is the ruler of the chart, the ruler of Cancer, and it is exalted in the 11th house of goals and ambitions. Modern Iran knows what it wants and will proceed to get it. And note, too, that the ruler of the 11th house is in the 8th house of secret actions. They don't mind being underhanded in how they go about achieving their aims.
Okay, so Ron, is it possible to do a compatibility reading between two countries the same as you would do for two people?
I don't see why not. Let's give it a try. You first start out with the two rising signs. In this case, you have Sagittarius for the USA and Cancer rising for Iran.
Well, that's fire and water, not particularly compatible. Also, the USA's rising sign falls in Iran's sixth house of enemies, and Iran's rising sign falls in the USA's eighth house of chronic problems, already not looking too good.
Another problematic setup is that the USA natal Mars and Iran's natal Mars are almost exactly square to each other. The planet of conflict in an inimical relationship between two charts is not helpful for achieving harmony.
So how about looking at the current situation? Iran is now in a Jupiter major period. That should be good for them. It turns on the ninth house of destiny and the sixth house of struggle, and Jupiter is prominent and exalted in the first house of Iran's chart.
Yes, not only that, but Jupiter has just now started transiting into Cancer, the chart's ascendant. Lots of Jupiter energy for Iran.
The planet of opportunity. That's how Iran views the current situation in Iraq. It's an opportunity.
Going over to the USA chart, here we see that Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, is now transiting in the eighth house of other countries' resources and values. So here we have both the USA and Iran, for different reasons, with a common interest.
Also, the eighth house is secrets and clandestine activities. So here we go again. This has happened before with the same country.
Iran and the USA, in fact, did have secret dealings with each other, probably more than either would like to admit, and certainly more than is publicly known.
Remember the Iran-Contra affair? The arms for hostages deal when Ronald Reagan was president?
Okay, so it looks like it's going to be game on, but where does it all end up? We will, of course, be keeping tabs on developments as they occur and be reporting on the astrological connections in future shows.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Until next week.